Hello and welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. I'm your host, Vanessa Green. Guys, the water is dirty. It is brown. It is chocolate. It is inedible season. We have got a thick run of diamond skates. It is exactly the conditions suited for sand sharks, diamond skates, and pretty much every non-edible you can think of. It is that time of the year. It is expected. We know the rains has been coming down quite thick and fast over this past week. But we also know that once that settles and all that food comes down the river, we are going to be in for an edible treat. But while we've got these conditions, guys, take advantage to get those rods bending and those reels screaming because the big fish are here. Now, it hasn't been the most wildest weeks when it comes to reports, obviously. I mean, we know there was some serious heavy rain coming down, but the anglers that did go out were definitely rewarded, and we will tell you in which areas they were rewarded. We've also got a new reporter that's joining us on the show. Very excited to get his North Coast report. We have got some incredible offshore action. We have got the latest news from the Midlands, where Jan feels like he's kind of swimming right now. And we have got all the latest news of what you can expect for this weekend, because it's certainly shaped up to be an absolute peach of one. So we're going to get into all of this. But before we do, guys, here is our shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. And these are the stores that you definitely want to go and visit, especially because they've got everything we need for all that inedible action that's happening right now.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, they really have stores everywhere. So before you head out this weekend, make sure to pop in, get the latest news from the guys, exactly what they are telling us now. But they are going to tell you what tackle you need. So go and pop into your nearest Kingfisher. And the fish are coming out this weekend. I can assure you of that. Now let's get into the show. But before I get into the reports with Adam, guys, I just want to tell you we have a ton of videos on our YouTube channel from this week with the water conditions. We've got stuff from Adam, we've got stuff from Warner Beach, we've got stuff on the North Coast, and we even have water conditions coming out of Pietermaritzburg. So guys, if you want to see what the water conditions are at this very moment, Thursday afternoon, go and check out our YouTube channel. That will be out shortly. So guys, let's get into it, starting off with our South Coast reporter Adam, who's reporting on all of that shark that are coming out, including a rare angel shark. Or according to Adam, it's not so rare, but in my books it is a bit rare. Anyway, he's going to tell you all about it, along with all the other species that's been on the bite in his area. He's going to report on the water conditions, and he's also going to tell you what you can expect if you're heading down the South Coast this weekend. Guys, here is Adam from the Lower South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community, guys. Hope everyone's been doing well and everyone has been safe and sound during these mad amounts of water and rain that has just been coming down from the heavens and the rivers the last few days. I see there's a lot of places that have been affected by it, Vinesh. North Coast particularly been hit pretty hard, and Harding and a few other spots that have just really had so much amounts of rain. Yeah, it's just been unbelievable, Vinesh. The color of the water is just brown. brown. And it's brown all the way down. And that's the only place brown ever goes. It always goes down. And it's definitely gone down, Vinesh. I don't even know what to say. We had days, or one or two days and periods, I would say, of a little bit of green water, a little bit of ginger beer water. Guys got a little bit of edible fish for a change. But predominantly and mostly and wholly brown. It's insane. So guys, everyone out there, I hope you guys are all keeping safe and sound. Hope everyone's nice and dry. But Vinesh, in terms of fishing, guess what? Sharks. More sharks and sharks. Sharks, non-heads, skates, just rays, skates, non-heads. Yeah, so it's Groundhog Day. Kind of sounding more and more familiar, more and more. Like, it's just, it's insane, Vinesh. Look, it's to be expected. we're definitely getting a lot more rain than expected, and not so many sunny days. And I'm sure most of us, if not all of us, are getting a bit of cabin fever. We wanted to get out there, you know, get a bit of a tan, you know, feel the sun on our skins for a change, vitamin C, as I call it. But yeah, at this stage, at this moment, Vinesh, skates, sharks, rays, non-eds, literally. You know, there were a few days in between, I must admit, that the guys were catching a bit of, you know, lemon bream. They were getting a bit of stonies, quite a lot of stonies, actually. A few smaller blacktails, some carentine, and a bit of smaller shad and small cob. Cob that are the size of shad. You know, guys are getting confused. They're going, yeah, I've got a shad cob. Cob shad. So, yeah, it's a very small cob. But in terms of the non-eds, though, we've had Andries with a nice angel shark off Margate Pier, so very nice, not rare, but very seldomly caught shark at Margate Pier, so well done there, Andries. And we've got a very, very good friend of mine, Kaelin, with a bus of a diamond and a nice sand bream or sandy recently in the sort of Mzumbi area. We've also had an eagle ray, a honeycomb, and a few small rags, greys, and hammers, and some tiger sharks being caught lately, Vinesh. So they'll be definitely all over the show. And as I'd mentioned previously, we had one of our main beaches being caught, closed down, sorry, because of the amount of sharks, wasn't in 20. We also had St. Mark's not too long ago have the same problem. And it looks like it's just going to be that for the foreseeable future. It's just going to be sharks and sharks and sharks. And if you can, just perhaps on the off chance, find a bit of water that might be ginger beer in color or might be a little bit green, you can definitely try your hand at maybe a bit of rock fishing, if you've forgotten what that is. Maybe a bit of prawn, go and try for a lemon bream or a bronzy, which we have seen on occasion now and again. It's like we are talking about history. It happened so many years ago or months ago, Vinesh, because it's just been brown and a non-ed show. I'm actually sort of sitting here and going, I don't know about this purple patch anymore. Maybe it should be handed off to the North Coast or to Durban. And we can start having our rockfish again down on the south coast, Vinesh, because it's been insane. And looking at this weather for the weekend, Friday, we've got a bit of a west in the morning with an east blowing in the afternoon from around 6 k's to 20 k's later on. Saturday, a north to northeaster again with the wind around 20 kilometers per hour plus. And Sunday does not seem to change in wind speed or direction, unfortunately, Vinesh. It's still going to be a bit of a northeaster. The swell will be sitting at around 1.6 to 2 meters in places for most of the weekend with a 9-second wave period and a water temp of around 24 to 26 degrees according to the Sharks Board surf report. So definitely not looking promising, unfortunately, at this stage. I know the guys on the boats or deep sea guys have been catching some decent fish recently, but the rock and surf guys have been sorely missed. And Fritz, a really good friend of mine as well, has gone and tried his hand at bass fishing and caught some good bass. So guys, if the water's brown in your area, you're not sure what to do, maybe try and hit some of those dams and catch some bass. It might be better than a sand shark or sand bream for a change. But otherwise, guys, I hope you have a super awesome weekend. Stay safe. Let's see those catches and tight lines.
Thank you, Adam. Great to hear from you. Great to hear about that latest report. And yes, you know what? It is sharks, sharks, sharks. But it is expected. It is that time of the year. It's the summer season. And with all this brown water, that is going to be the prominent catch. But at least we've got fresh water. If that inedible action is not your flavor, well, guys, head towards the freshwater side. Whether you're fishing freshwater on the South Coast or North Coast or in the Midlands, the freshwater action is on fire. Now, like I said, we've got all these images, including some of those freshwater catches, on our YouTube channel. So look out for this week's YouTube report. Now, let's move on down to Warner Beach. We are with Gary, and Gary's reporting off the Kings but a stretch where it's not looking all that bad. Not too much fish, but not that bad water conditions. And I've got a report, well, I've got some visuals from Chantel about the water conditions of Warner Beach as of this morning, Thursday morning. So if you want to check it out, guys, our YouTube channel. Now, let's get into Gary's report with what's been going on around Amanzatoti, Warner Beach, and pretty much that whole Kingsborough stretch.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary reporting here from the Kingsborough beaches. Well, the sea looks much better this morning. I just had a look there. south of the river here at Alova, it's sort of a greeny colour. greeny, sort of slightly off colour. But it's, you know, it's not as sort of unsettled, even though the surf hasn't been that big here. It sort of settled much more than it was yesterday. Probably less than a metre of the surf. There's a couple of holes here and there. The only fish I've really heard of have been a few little shattered winkle on Monday it was. Yesterday that southerly blew all that chocolate water north along that area. Other than that, I can't say, but a lot of rain, cloud out at sea, and rain predicted for the rest of the day. But I'll definitely have a look at it again for the morning, tomorrow morning that is. We had about 70 odd mils this past week, and the river really pushed down quite a bit of debris, many trees and stumps and stuff like that, and was chocolate brown. So that's the situation as it is at the moment. Let's see what happens in the week ahead. Tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you for the update. And you know what? Even if there's just only small shad, I don't mind that. I'll go and get one of those small shad and I'll put it out for one of those non-edibles that are out there. With that dirty water, we are definitely going to get a pull. Now, let's move on down to Durban where we were on this purple patch. But guys, we know what this rainy weather has done. However, it's not all doom and gloom. There has been some bite, which Mike is going to tell us about. And if you are fishing off Durban, well, definitely go and book a charter because the offshore fishing has been truly incredible. There has been a lot of game fish. Yes, the rain put that off, but the bottom fishing is still going on and it is definitely worth getting out of Durban this weekend. When I say out of Durban, I mean more on the offshore side. But guys, here is the full report from Mike V, who's based at the Kingfisher, and of course Brad Krubler.
Hi all. Yes, the rain has unfortunately put a bit of a damp on our fishing for the last few days, but the guys that have been going out have been finding a couple of grey sharks here and there, the odd diamond. I heard of one honeycomb down on the south coast, but that's about it. Not too much happening. The rivers have all come down. There's lots of pollution coming out of them. Trees, sticks, river weed, all that sort of thing. So it's putting a bit of a damper on the fishing off the beaches. There should be quite a few edibles starting once it settles down a bit, because they like it just after the heavy rains are pushed out. So I won't be surprised if we start seeing more and more edibles in the next couple of days. The grey sharks will pull in as well once a bit of the fresh water has subsided. So the fishing should get better, hopefully. You just got to find a spot that isn't full of weed and sticks and things like that. So once you can find that, the game will be on. The guys in the paddle skis and that have been getting quite a bit of snook. Before these heavy rains came, they were getting quite a few snook, some kuta. Yesterday I spoke to a guy, he said they went very deep. They got 3 kuta, a couple dorado, things like that. So you can get past the dirt, and there are definitely fish out there in the far deep. The bottoms out there, again, the normal stuff, the yellowtail are there, there's killbeck, there's all that stuff. So yeah, if you're willing to travel a bit on the boat or on the paddle ski, like quite far, get to the deeper water behind all the rubbish and the sticks and the weeds, you'll be in the game. Durban Bay is a bit quiet at the moment. I haven't heard much from there because all the rivers flooding into the bay. So I don't think too many people are fishing in there at the moment. I think it also needs 1 or 2 days to clear up and then we should be game on. I know the grunters like it after the heavy rain. A couple of days afterwards, they'll go down, they'll go start feeding the prawns coming out of canals and things like that. So as soon as it clears up a little bit, it should be game on in the bay. I won't be surprised if you start seeing the big springer coming in, the bigger kingies, all that stuff. Guys, give it 1 or 2 days and then go and knock it out. Have a great week. Thanks, guys.
Well, good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, guys, what can I say over the last week? Yes, guys, the water temperature got extremely, extremely nice and warm, sitting at 27, 28. So I got up to 31 in the real, real deep the one day. Guys, there's been plenty of game fish out there. Dorado, had a couple of marlin come pop into the lures, but nothing really grabbing. And then that all went pear-shaped as soon as the rain arrived. And that has turned the water muddy, 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 being full of debris out at sea, so the game per side has had to come to an abrupt end until it all cleans up. But on the bottom fishing side, yes, there were some really good bottom fish around, some yellowtail, rockards, slingers, soldiers, your general stuff. But yes, guys, as I say, we're just now going to have to hurry up and wait for the water to clean up so we can get back out into the deep. Thank you, guys, and tight lines, and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Guys, the fish are coming. That water will clear up very soon. I can assure you of that. The weather's looking good for this weekend, and just a couple days, we will be back in the game again. No pun intended. So, guys, that is our Durban report, looking very positive for the next couple days coming up. What about the North Coast? Well, we have got Jesse back. Jesse reporting from the Salt Rock Bolito branch. And you know what? Big up to Jesse. He has been experiencing a bit of a flood with these storms, but he still managed to get us these reports. And although it's a bit of a shorter one, it is an effective one, as always. So, guys, here is Jesse reporting from the Kingfisher, Bolito, and Salt Rock.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. We've got an extremely short report this morning. I think, as everybody knows, we've had a terrible week of rain, wind, and dirty water. So the guys are struggling a little bit. The surprising thing is the sea's been quite flat for the most part. Every day that I drive past the ocean in the morning, I take a look. I say to myself, you know, if the water was clean, it would be absolutely incredible to be out there because it's just looking so prime. And the guys that have been going out on the boats are catching a couple of fish, especially the guys fishing for snook, fishing for kuta, a little bit up north. The ski boats definitely seem to be capitalizing on the flat seas. And as most people know, when the water gets dirty and then starts to clean up a bit after the rains, we normally have really good snook fishing. The kuta seem to have made an appearance as well. Quite a few kuta coming out. Guys fishing for bottoms are still catching a lot of dagger. Not in the areas that we would expect them though. I've been asked by a couple of guys just to keep it quiet where they're catching, but they showed me some photos and they're catching fish every single launch, which is quite nice. If we look at rock and surf fishing, it's been, I'd say, fairly quiet for edibles. I haven't heard too much about shad. I haven't heard too much about anything else other than flatfish, really. And the main reports are coming from outside of my boundaries. I've heard of a lot of fish coming up up north, Mtanzini side, Matsikulu. Basically, the banks are fishing really well at the moment for stuff like diamonds and a lot of smaller sharks as well, like your small spinners and stuff like that. I would say that if you are going to be fishing, it would definitely be away from the Bolito area river mouth. So basically, your Tongat river mouth. If you have to go north, Zinkwazi is looking alright, but Tongat is dirty as anything at the moment. So definitely travel far north or south. Try to stay away from the rivers unless you're targeting cob. There have been a couple of cob in the dirty water, but not a heck of a lot. And that's pretty much it for the surf. It's been really, really quiet. And then if we take a look at your freshwater, the dams have been getting a lot of water, but still fishing quite well. Albert Falls has been on fire recently for bass. The guys are catching a lot of carp up there as well. And since he did send out a notice to say that there was an algae bloom of some sort, and it was not the please excuse the peacocks in the background, it's not the good type of algae. I believe that it could be harmful if you are in contact with it for extended periods of time. So they suggest staying on a boat, don't go wading into the water and all of that. We just hope it gets better. I'm assuming with the couple of days that we've had with rain and low sunshine that a lot of that algae may have died off or subsided, because it does thrive in heat. So we'll see what happens. I think we're going to get some good fishing coming up. Definitely the water temperatures dropping slightly for this time of the year. The fish appreciate it because a lot of our dams get up to 29 degrees, 30 degrees water temp, and it's just very uncomfortable for the fish. They tend to move off, but a lot of the fish have been coming out in the shallows, which is normally what happens during the rainy times. But with the water temperature drop as well, I think that's going to be the key. As far as any other dams, Huracho is fishing quite well. Hazelmere is fishing quite well. It's overflowing at the moment. It's finally come up to its full capacity, and it is overflowing. There's a lot of submerged vegetation in the shallows where the waters come up and flooded those areas. I think we're going to have a really good run at Hazelmere in the next few months, especially after these rains, when the silt settles a little bit and the water cleans up. I think Hazelmere is definitely a dam to look out for because it's going to be absolutely phenomenal there with this new water level. Or the new structure for the fish to congregate around. And yeah, we'll see what happens, guys. Thanks so much. And I apologize for the short report. It's just that with the weather conditions as expected, there isn't too much happening. And we're just going to have to wait for the weather to clear up and see how it goes. And I hope everybody was safe after the floods. We've had a lot of flooded areas where I stay in Westbrook. The roads have been destroyed. The trees have collapsed. The Tongat is in terrible condition. The drainage is just, the infrastructure is failing, and unfortunately there's not much we can do until the government sorts that out. But the nice thing that we did see is there wasn't a heck of a lot of rubbish that came down in the rivers this time. I was fishing in the harbour the other day, and after the rains, there was very little rubbish that came out. And I'd put that down to the fact that we've had so much rain over the last 2 months that most of the rubbish in the rivers has already been washed through, so there isn't too much coming down. But yeah, I'll just see what happens. Have a good one, and let us know what happens out there. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. Great to have you back, buddy, and I hope everything works out with the flood on your end. Guys, like Jesse was saying, there hasn't been too much action on the rock and surf side, but there has been that inedible action. But one thing we do know for sure, that offshore is on fire at the moment. And if you are looking for that freshwater action, well, yes, that is certainly the place to be. If the sea is looking a bit unpleasant for you, definitely head out to Hazelmere Dam, because that bass is going to be on the bite. Now, staying in the North Coast, I spoke to Savika. He has had very few reports this week. However, if you want to check out some visuals of what's happening in the North Coast, well, Martin has sent through some water conditions of the, I think it was the Umhlanga area. That will be in our show later on, our YouTube show anyway. So you can check out what that water conditions are like. But for now, I would like to introduce another reporter out of the North Coast. His name is Jeremiah Kesville. And he sent through a bit of a clip as to what is happening. He's had some time off, he's had a bit of an extended break, and he has been fishing virtually on a daily basis. And yeah, this is Jeremiah coming onto the show and what he's been experiencing on the North Coast and surrounding areas.
How's it, guys? I trust you all are well. As you know, we've been having some extreme rainy weather, which means the over flooding of the rivers areas. A lot of dirt has been going to our beaches, which means a lot of muddy, dirty water. These have been suitable for non-edibles or inedibles, like your sharks, your sandies, your skates. These fish have been fighting quite well along the North Coast. I have a few areas which I have personally fished myself. Together we caught some nice salmon. Some way of getting some stumpies, I'll send you the pictures. Tilly Manor, there's been some reports of stumpies. Guys have caught some good shad on Shaka's. They had some nice, decent sized shad on High Rocks on the early morning run. As usual, the first light, as you call it. Some nice sized copper brim. Salt Rock, I've caught some good stumpies there, decent sized stumpies, just over 2 kilos and stuff. Tongat Mouth, Pompano is now coming out at Tongat Mouth. Boystown, we got a lot of guys are catching shad in Boystown in the early morning, and fish right up to Amshloti and Amshlanga. And one day was quite in Amshloti, the guys didn't give no reports, and also we had a very quiet day. But in Amshlanga, the night fishing for stumpies is always good. And also been on a few bay trips, caught some salmon, decent sized salmon, grunter. The bay fishing is always good, even the backline at Wilson's Wharf. So that's about it, what I have from my side. We know we're all itching to go back on our next trip. It's been quite a few days that we've been out to the beach to actually get a decent throw without having to tangle up with some logs or trees. There's a lot of dirt in the water. It is going to take a couple of days until the water settles, until we're catching some good, decent fish and having some good fishing trips again. So until then, tight lines, keep safe. Thanks, guys. Over and out.
It's Duff Jeremiah. Thanks for reporting on that Tongaat, Boystown and the other of the North Coast areas. It's always good to know that there's still some fish coming out. I'm glad to hear about that Pompano. We have been seeing some visuals out there and they are looking mighty fine as well. So it's always good to have our local anglers on the show, and Jeremiah is one of them. So thank you once again, Jeremiah. Your content is always valuable to us. Now moving up the North Coast, Richards Bay and St. Lucia, rounding off the saltwater report. Well, all you have to do is look at Dean Reddy's catches to know that there is inedible action on the bite and some beasts out there. So there has been some diamond skates coming up prior to the rains from the upper North Coast area. There's been a few other sharks as well. And apart from that, nothing else, guys. That water is dirty. It is brown, but it will settle. I've even got very limited news from the offshore side, so I really don't know what's going on up there. And I would be lying to you if I did. But we can assure you that it's just a matter of days before that fishing is on fire again. Now let's head up to the Midlands. We are with Jan from the Kingfisher, and Jan has got a fair amount of fish to report on, as well as some serious weather conditions to report on. Guys, here's Jan from the Kingfisher, Pietermaritzburg.
Hey there, guys. So, last week we reported on 2024 being an El Nino year, and that the heat was coming. But we said, well, it doesn't quite add up to the current situations, and, well, look here, the drippy stuff continues. And while the Norwegians are forecasting a few days of relief in the coming week, it looks like there is more on the horizon. So guys, instead of stocking up on sunscreen, maybe we should be looking at buying water wings. As a result, rivers are still pretty much out of commission, especially the Amgani and Moy rivers, and that's even right up to the higher reaches as a result of some severe storms over the last couple of days. The Bushman's River is also high, but apparently manageable in the upper sections. That is, if you like chucking tungsten bombs, that is. The dry fly anglers are just going to have to sit it out for a while. Guys, rivers can be quite unpredictable at this time of year, so anglers are cautioned to wade wisely, or perhaps even stay on the bank, should the need to throw a line on moving water get too great, too bare, and you need to get out. While the rivers were safe from the affections of the Natal Flyfishers Club anglers this past week, the Bushmans did provide some action this past weekend, however, as the Gauteng North team held their third in a series of team trials this season. Conditions notwithstanding, there are some good fish to be seen on their team page in the socials. So the still waters are a clear choice currently, that is if you can find a gap in the wild weather. The days have been blistering hot to start, followed by some high winds and even a storm later. So pack both the sun and rain gear if you plan on being out for the day. Those that have made it out though have been somewhat spoiled with good numbers and good fish. Water temperatures reported to be sitting at around 19 degrees, with the overcast conditions and rains keeping the effects of the early heat at bay. The bulk of the fish in the NFFC returns were in the 9 to 13 inch, that is 23 to 33 centimeter range, with good numbers of fish also in the 17 inch, that is, or 33 to 43 centimeter bracket. A couple of returns noted fish in the 17 to 19 inch, that is 43 to 48 centimeters, and even a good few in the 19 to 21 inch, that is 48 to 53 centimeter classes, making it well worthwhile trying to find that gap in the weather and head on out to throw a line. The positive from the rainfall is of course that both Albert Falls and Midmar are overflowing. We reported last week that Midmar was sitting at 98% full supply level and that it would take another rain to top it. Well, no sooner said than done, and an approximately 10 mil fall that night put Midmar over the wall. The following subsequent rains turned the initial wet wall into a white water cascade that is currently happening. From the bass anglers, word from the water is that the fishing is slowing down as a result of the rain. But the fish are already wet, I hear you say. Water temperatures were reported to be in the upper 20s, and perhaps as a result of the big rains, there's been a decrease in water temperature, which might explain the shutting down in bass activity. On the upside, with the full levels at present, there are still fish to be found in the shallows, and that is also where the water is warmer, with structure and less water movement. Suggestions are topwater frog patterns in the early mornings with the warm water to start of the day. For more general use, bass love anything that moves, as we know, so crank and jerk baits will also attract attention. Always a popular choice in the color scheme is watermelon seed. Congrats must go to local lady angler Emily Norkier, who landed herself a new PB. Weight wasn't mentioned in the social, but estimated at about 3.5 to 4 kilos. A cracking fish there. There's also mention of a recent 5 kilogram bucket mouth that came from Midmar, but hey, as we say, no pics, no proof. We need some quote-unquote show and tell, guys, so you can claim your bragging rights. Local guide Jeremy Rochester of Escape Fly Fishing reports on a fantastic couple of days out on Sterkfontein Dam. Sight fishing cruising to yellows with his hopper pattern that he demonstrated for the Natal Fly Fishing Society meeting this month. So guys, if yellowfish is in your target list, Sterkfontein should definitely be on your radar. Watch the weather forecast, as the weather up there is very different to what's happening down here in the Midlands. What you're looking for is a couple of warm, clear days, and the fish will be on the bite. So guys, tight lines, and do pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you, Ian. Another great report, my friend. Great tips, great advice, and thank you for letting us know how to go and get that bass, as well as when we are trotting through those very possibly dangerous water conditions, well, in the river anyway. So guys, the Midlands is performing well. All the dams are performing quite well right now. It is that warm conditions. It is some, yeah, like Jan says, the fish are wet. Why are they slow? Well, it's only because of that cooler water conditions, but it's set to be warming up very soon and we will be on it. But if you want to avoid that dirty water and that lots of debris in our ocean right now, well, KZN has some of the best freshwater conditions and the fish are on the bite. So get on out there. Now that rounds off our KZN report for this week. We know it was a bit wet, it is dirty, but there has been some fish on the bite, there has been small cob, there has been small shad, but there are some massive non-edibles, and like Jeremiah was saying, that pompano's on the bite around the Tongaat area, so go out there and have a throw. If, like we just mentioned, if that's not your fancy right now, well, freshwater. Guys, the beauty of KZN, there is always something to catch, and you know what? This weekend, it is looking like we will definitely get some fish, and it's only going to get better from here. Our past experiences have shown that after these heavy rains, the fish are definitely on the bite. So get out there, but when you are out there, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.